What can we used all of the superlatives last week for your goal, but you scored one which was probably even better today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nice to be scoring goals, but obviously the two that I've got in the last 2 weeks have been pretty special ones that you don't score very often, really, but I've just caught them well both times, and obviously they've gone flying into the top corner, both of them, so yeah, there's not much else I can say about it than that, really.
And you can thank your manager who's up there that he left you on long enough for you to get your hat-trick today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we came over for a drink, he sort of said, I'm going to leave you on to try and get your hat-trick. So it was nice to... I wanted to stay on, obviously, because... that's only my second career hat-trick, so it was nice to stay on and obviously get it, because you just have to have the rubber green in those situations, and it was nice that one dropped for me so close into goal.
And the old cliche, have you managed to grab the match ball a match ball?
No, I might go in there now and have a word with them, see if I can get one off them, but I doubt it.
I don't think they'll be happy enough to donate one to you. Right, you've been around Leek Town for probably longer than me, really, but you've come back with renewed energy and enthusiasm, haven't you, this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll be the first to admit the last few years have been on and off with injuries. I've had a lot of injury trouble, and there've been little niggly ones that have kept me out for a while, and then I've struggled to get back fit. It's been a tough time, really, to try and get back to the sort of form that I was hitting probably pre-COVID, really. So I've really struggled, but this year, I mean, I did quite a bit of work over the summer, got fit, tried to get as many games in pre-season as I could to get that sharpness in, and then thankfully I've had a good run of games. I'm touch wood not picking up any niggles, so it's nice to start feeling as though I'm hitting sort of the form that I was in 2 or 3 years ago, which is great for me, really, because like I say, I've been out for with little injuries for a while.
Yeah, we spoke to Liam Buckley earlier on this season and talked about him fitting into a nice back four setup. How are you? Do you feel the same, that you're like a little family up front as well?
Yeah, it's nice to obviously we've got Trix just in behind and obviously Aaron. And Aaron's absolutely brilliant at what he does. He obviously runs the channels, he gets his body in, and you just know that when it comes up to him, that he's going to get a hold of it, and he's going to make it difficult for the centre-halves and put them under pressure. And it's great to play up front with somebody who you know is likely to force them into a mistake in some form. You can almost gamble on things that normally you probably wouldn't, because you just know he's obviously going to get that yard, or he's going to get his body across and just nick the ball from him. So, yeah, it is great, and we're working really well together, and it helps that we've played a consistent number of games and got the minutes in there. So we're all getting used to how each other plays and the runs we make, so it makes a huge difference, and obviously you can see that with the goals that we're scoring and some of the play that we're making.
And you have to keep on your toes, because you've got Jake and Tom biting at them, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the case at any level that you go to. Like, if you don't stay sharp and on your game, then ultimately there's people waiting to come into the side, and that's how it is. So yeah, you have got to be sharp, and you have got to maintain those good standards, and that's really important. So at the minute, it's just everything's falling into place, and I'll endeavour to continue doing that for foreseeable.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a seismic change when Neil decided he was packing in, and it's, you know, you've been around with him for a long time, but things haven't gone backwards, have they?
No, absolutely not. No, we're a good group. We've been here for a long time, a lot of us. So we know we're very professional. We do things the right way, and we knew that we need to get behind Josh and continue doing the good things that we've done over the past 5-6 years with Bakes in charge, and we knew that we could maintain that and get back to that, but it's just a matter of making sure that we are 100% doing the right things, doing the things that Josh wants to put in place, because there's little changes here and there which you'd expect from any new manager, but like I say, we're a very experienced group, and we're all chipping in where we need to, and obviously doing everything that we can to get the results on the pitch, which is what matters ultimately, because that speaks volumes for everything else, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what are your ambitions now for this season? We'll speak to you again before the season ends, but what are your ambitions at the moment?
I think, I mean, it might sound cliche, but you've just got to take every game as it comes, haven't we? I mean, we haven't played a lot of games in the league. We've dropped more points in the first few games than we would have liked to. There's no doubt about that. But obviously, we've got the cup game next week, which we'll go into, and we'll have a good shot at that. And then the focus will then come back to the league. And I mean, the aim, like it has been for the past few years, is that we'll try and be right up there, and we'll focus on that. And I do think we'll shoot up the table once we're back into it. And it'll be nice to obviously get that focus back on the league and playing week in, week out. We're going to have a lot of games to catch up, but I'd be lying if I didn't say that we were aiming for promotion this year. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've always been told I'd never get an interview with you because you're a man of few words. You do all your talking on the pitch, but you've really changed that perception this afternoon.
I'm more than able to talk, Dave, no worries.
Thanks very much, Rob.
No worries, thank you. Cheers, gents.
That's Rob Stevenson, and what a man of the match performance with a hat-trick today. And he's entertained the Moulins for a number of years. Now, I've just had some audio sent me. I'm going to presume that this is from Dave Lee getting some reaction from the King Power Stadium. If we can, let's give it a go. No, we're not. We're not getting there just yet. I mean, just have a chat just for a few seconds about, you know, Rob's performance there. Because actually, Dave, we've always had this persona of him that he's a really shy guy, won't come across and talk to you, you know, and he's one of them, he's a loner. He's a lovely lad, isn't he? Sorry, Dave.
He absolutely is, yes. It sort of surprised me, to be honest, Dave.
Yeah, I thought it was a...
That's why I gave you the interview to
do. I know, yeah. I thought I've been given the poison chalice. Yeah, it was a lovely interview, wasn't it? It was really spoke from the heart there. And it was really so good that he came to us, because today and last week have been special days in the career of Rob Stevenson.
Oh, it's a shame they won't give him a ball. I suppose they're expensive.
Well, I don't think they're cheap anymore. And I tell you what, because I've heard rumours that there may be a change in the management team here at Stalybridge Celtic. But so I don't think going into...
Well, I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever seen a team at this level with so many people getting involved. There were at least five people that were making decisions and having, you know, an input to the manager. I just thought he got crowded out.
Yeah, very possibly. But I mean, whatever they were doing today, once the second goal went in, I think it was started to get a little bit away from them. And I don't think Josh was really very happy when he was talking to me coming over here. He wasn't happy with the first half performance by Leake. He thought that the excuses are that you find it difficult sometimes to play against 10 men. But he thought they didn't handle it particularly well. I think they were gifted a third goal straight after the break, and I think that change matters. But once they were 3-1 up, you thought they're not going to get they're a man down as well. They're not going to pull this up.
What Leake did in the second half was use the width of the pitch, didn't they? They spread it very well from side to side, and they pulled Stalybridge around. And when you've only got 10 men, that makes it really, really difficult, because you know energy goes, and you're constantly on the back foot. And I think they did make it very difficult for those 10 men.
Let's just pause there, because we can cross to the King Power